I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. After 15 years at Augustana College, President Stephen Balls is ready to help graduates become robot-proof. Last month, the Board of Trustees renewed his contract for another 3 years. The eighth president of the college in Rock Island continues to promote liberal arts education and make it more accessible.
When I got to Augustana, very frankly, there were not a lot of challenges. Augustana was a healthy liberal arts college with robust enrollment. I would say that the opportunities for Augustana at the time would be to increase its diversity, to complete Dr. Treadway's program of upgrading our buildings, and to ensure that the college continued to offer majors which are relevant to students.
Initially, a big part of Stephen Ball's job at Augustana was fundraising, not that it still isn't. In the early 2000s, enrollment was around 2,200 to 2,300. After about a year, the Board of Trustees set a goal of increasing it to 2,500.
We started to raise much more money than we had in the past from our alums, from the community. So increasingly, we are relying on endowment income from our generous alums, dollars donated, but there still is heavy reliance on tuition income at Augie.
Balls led the college through several possible cuts in the monetary assistance program known as MAP grants. He's also taken seriously his role as a community leader.
You know, I was elected chair of the Illinois Quad City Chamber probably about 10 years ago and got together with my friends in Iowa. And we asked ourselves, is it really in the best interest of the regional business community to have two chambers? So through the hard work of a lot of people, we put those two chambers together. I got to close the deal, in a sense, because I was chair at the time. But there were numerous people before me, Bill Lever and others from then Trinity, who had worked very hard on that.
Ball sees his main job as setting the strategic direction of Augustana, then providing the resources to accomplish the mission and goals of the college.
So we aspire, and we're getting there, to have among the highest job placement rates in the nation, among the highest graduate school placement rates. The core of that, of course, then, is connecting our students' academic studies with the community and having the skills to go out into the community. So we've had a real emphasis on internships. We've had an emphasis on international study and some pretty deep and meaningful research by undergraduates with faculty.
During his tenure, Augustana College has added new buildings, new majors, and new sports to attract students. Ball says it's also increased diversity on campus, along with enrolling more international students.
So the question today is, how do you robot-proof a student such that their job can't be taken over by technology? And what employers tell us, and I've seen more employers saying this in recent years, is don't worry so much about the narrow and highly technical education. Focus on the skills of critical thinking, communication, ethical sense of self, and being able to mobilize an action plan. So I really believe, Michelle, that this is the time and hour for liberal arts colleges as we give those students those enduring skills that robots will never have.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.